The National Energy Board is facing a constitutional challenge from a group opposed to the expansion of Kinder Morgan's pipeline in Vancouver. The group, made up of academics, environmental advocates, landowners, and business owners, wants the NEB to hold a public hearing on what it calls its refusal to consider climate change in the review of the pipeline. David Martin is lead counsel for the group. He joins us today. Hello, Mr. Martin.
Good afternoon.
What is your group's biggest concern?
Well, I represent, as you indicated, a variety of different interests, all of whom have one collective objection to Section 55.2 of the National Energy Board Act, enacted in 2012 following the Enbridge Northern Gateway hearings, in effect at the request of the Canadian Petroleum Producers Association. 55.2 gives the National Energy Board a new jurisdiction to exclude people from participating in the public process that a National Energy Board hearing is all about. In addition to that legislation, the National Energy Board has interpreted that legislation in a manner to prohibit persons, including, for example, the climate change scientists that I represent, from discussing the impact of major infrastructure projects of this type on climate change. So, for example, they point to the same day we filed our Notice of Constitutional Question, May 6th, the United States produced the President's report on climate change. It's 430 pages, but it basically says climate change is happening now, it's real, and planning processes need to take into account its effects now and into the future, including, for example, on land use. Do you put suburbs in low-lying areas if there's going to be increases in sea levels, and in particular in relation to long-term infrastructure programs like power lines and pipelines. The National Energy Board has ruled that it simply will not consider those impacts, and this group of principled people say that's wrong. And so they've gone to court to fight for their right to freedom of expression, to be able to make representations in the forum that counts, the National Energy Board, about matters that they say the board should be considering and is refusing to do so.
Some would argue, though, that every time a climate change report comes out, there is just as many scientists on the other side questioning the findings. So is the jury still out, though? Well, you'd probably say no when it comes to climate change.
Well, it's not me saying no.
Yeah.
The Intergovernmental Planet Commission on Climate Change issued a report in March. This is the global experts from around the world who've been tasked by their respective governments to under the United Nations auspices to study this question. They've said there's no further debate about this subject. The NASA on May 6th or 8th issued a report that the collapse of the Western Antarctic ice sheets is inevitable. Now, this isn't a group of environmentalists. This is NASA. And on it goes. So, you know, Secretary Kerry, the Secretary of State in the United States, has recently resorted to rhetoric. I wouldn't use it, but he describes the deniers as flat earth people.
When do you expect to have a decision on whether or not you'll be able to have the public hearing on your request over this?
The Attorney General of Canada, of course, has given notice of a constitutional challenge, and they haven't yet taken a position. It'll be interesting to see what the Attorney General of Canada ultimately does. In the normal course of events, they respond within 10 days. They would have been expected to respond May 16th. They've asked for an extension. I'm hoping that the government of Canada elects to agree to our challenge, because, you know, the truth is that governments who attempt to sort of muzzle people, you know, it never turns out well for them. people need to speak about things. The National Energy Board process has been established for the very purpose of receiving public input and ultimately to consider the competing interests to determine whether a project of this type is in the public interest.
Mr. Martin, we will follow it closely. Thanks so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
David Martin, lead counsel for that group that has launched a constitutional challenge against the NEB.